Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers. For the word of the week during the month of October, we're going to focus on words that have to do with the Reformation. And so for our word this week, we're going to focus on the three solas of the Reformation: sola scriptura, or scripture alone; sola gratia, or grace alone; and sola fide, or faith alone. So let's start with scripture alone, as this really serves as the basis for the other two solas, because it's in scripture alone where we learn that we are saved by grace alone through faith alone. Basically, sola scriptura is the scriptural teaching that we derive all of our doctrine from the Bible, not from tradition or human reason. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." There are a number of important truths taught in those verses. First of all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The scriptures are God's revelation to us. They are not words that are made up by man. 2 Peter 1:21 says, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Secondly, notice the list of things the scriptures are good for: doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. And in verse 17, it says that all of these things are sufficient to make a person thoroughly equipped for every good work. Most importantly, the scriptures alone point us to our Savior, who is the very center of the scriptures. Jesus told the Bible readers of his day in John 5:39, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." The primary purpose of scripture is summarized nicely in John 20:31. "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." I wonder how often we actually stop to think about what an amazing gift we have in God's Word. I know I don't give thanks to God for his gift of the scriptures nearly enough. Think of what life would be like if we didn't have the scriptures. If we didn't have God's Word, we would be left to guess at how to be saved, and if that was the case, none of us would be. Look around at all the other religions of the world. What do they have in common? They all teach works righteousness. They all teach that in order to be right with God, or to get to whatever higher plane of existence you're trying to get to, you have to try to get there based on your merits, based on your good works. On our own, we would never have guessed that it doesn't work that way, and the result would be that we would all end up in hell when we die. But thanks be to God for his scriptures, which tell us the way of salvation. But not just that, the scriptures are also the means of grace that cause us to believe. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that God's word is living and active. And Paul in Romans 1:16 calls the gospel the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. So not only do the scriptures teach us about our Savior, but they also cause the faith in us to believe in him. So what an amazing gift we have in God's word. And as I mentioned already, it's only through the scriptures that we learn about the other two solas. Let's talk next about sola gratia, or grace alone. Grace alone is a scriptural teaching that God chose us for salvation because of his love for us, not because of anything we have done. 2 Timothy 1:9 speaks of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. When we say by grace alone, we're talking about why God saves us. And the short answer is that he saves us because of his undeserved love. Notice he gave us grace in Christ Jesus before time began. So we know that grace can't be something we can earn. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:1 that we were born dead in trespasses and sin. We try to do things right, but as Isaiah 64:6 tells us, our good works are like filthy rags. They're tainted by sin. We need God's grace, His undeserved love. And so God finds a way to give us His grace. He does so through the means of grace, word and sacrament. We've already talked about the grace given in God's word that causes us to believe. When God's word is connected with water and baptism, a person receives God's grace, has their sins washed away, and becomes one of God's own. Again, it's not based on anything we've done, but on God's grace. Again, as God's word is connected with bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, our Lord is truly present with us in, with, and under the bread and wine so that we truly eat and drink of His body and blood, and we receive there the forgiveness of sins. Again, we see God's grace at work as He gives us what we do not deserve because of our sinful nature. It's by grace alone, through the means of grace, that God gives us the Holy Spirit, and that's the way He grows His church. Our third sola, then, is sola fide, or faith alone. This is the scripture teaching that God saves us through faith in Jesus Christ, not through our own good works. Romans 4:5 says, "But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness." This faith doesn't come from ourselves, but it comes through God's means of grace. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We don't believe of our own free will. Remember, we're born as God's enemies, but it's God's word that brings us to faith. A passage that really brings all three of these solas together is Ephesians 2:8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Salvation comes to us by grace through faith, and this gift of God comes to us by means of His word. Again, this is the only way a person can be saved, and that's why we cling so tightly to these three solas of the Reformation. So let us continue to cling to these great scriptural truths and share them with others so that others might come to know their Savior.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.